Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. Happy Friday. We are back with another For You Friday series. I'm not going to lie, this Friday was probably the most stressful episode it was to get an episode out because I am in finals week and it has been so chaotic and just so kind of stressful, anxious. It's been a lot. So this has definitely been my toughest finals week because my freshman year finals week, it was a lot of just gen ed courses, so it wasn't the toughest thing ever. And then I was kind of an online school for so many years, like 2 years of online school, where I wasn't really getting the full experience of finals week again. And last semester, I only had one in-person class. So this is like the first semester that I'm back in person for in-person final exams. And it's not even like you just have one final exam. It's like you have an oral exam, you have a presentation, you have paper. And if you've been keeping up with my episodes and listening to my episodes, you know that I just kind of recovered from my concussion. I was just sick. Like, it was just a million things on top of each other. I had a concussion for 2 weeks. And because of those 2 weeks, I couldn't go to classes. So the 2 weeks before finals started, I couldn't go to classes. I couldn't present the work I had to do. I couldn't submit my papers. I couldn't take notes for my exam. It was just very, very stressful. And I remember just getting so upset because it was so aggravating to not have the same luxury as before where I could just open up my computer and study or go to class or, you know, whatever it was. So now that I'm recovered and healed and back to kind of my regular routine, I started going to the gym again. I've started recording again and driving at night by myself again, which is a big accomplishment for me right now. I started to take little baby steps, but I really did take the time to just heal. I wasn't going to the gym for like a week. I wasn't going to classes. I wasn't doing schoolwork or emails. I really was just letting my body and my mind rest because I wanted to come out of this better. I didn't want to keep postponing my healing. So I just let myself sit and rest so that I was able to really come out of this and feel healthier and feel better and be able to get back on track with everything. So last Wednesday, I did upload an episode with Hannah Tucker, who was an amazing, amazing guest. Definitely go listen to that episode. We touch on a lot of sensitive, raw, vulnerable, honest conversations. So that was kind of my first guest recording that I had rescheduled and went back to. And now we are with a For You Friday episode. I love For You Friday episodes, and today's topic I'm excited to talk about, but it is currently 11 a.m. on Thursday, and I had this whole plan for this morning. So I've been staying up till about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning for the past 2 days. I think since Tuesday, I've been staying up till 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and just been staying up. Obviously, I'm recording this the day before Friday. This is a Thursday for me, so I wanted to wake up today at like 9:30 and go to the library and get all this work done and do this and that. And I didn't end up waking up till 10:30. So I woke up at 10:30 freaking out that I missed a whole hour that I could have been studying. I had to take an exam. I took one of my exams yesterday at 1 a.m. because it opened up at 12 a.m. And I was like, I'm just going to take it at 1 a.m. so that I don't have to worry about it tomorrow. So I took that exam at 1 o'clock in the morning. I finished it at around 2:30. Studied for my other exam and then went to sleep. And now I have one exam today at 3 p.m. and then one exam tomorrow at 8 a.m. So I'm so upset that my exam tomorrow is at 8 a.m. because I can't study for it like the morning of now. It's like I really have to study for it tonight. And then it's like I don't really have time to study for it tonight because I have my other exam. My other exam goes from 3 o'clock to 6:30. So it's like I'm a little bit stressed out because I really wanted to use tonight to study for my exam tomorrow, but I don't want to start studying tonight at like 7, you know? So I'm a little bit stressed out on what to do. And I kept thinking to myself, like, am I going to be able to get an episode up? Am I going to be able to get a For You Friday episode up? And I just realized that's what I want to do. You know, I want to make sure I still have content up for you guys, even though I'm in these stressful, hard times. This is what it's like to be your own boss, to run your own business. These are the times you really have to push through and push yourself. So I'm here pushing content out for you guys, and we're going to get into today's topic, which is, as you can tell from the title, God Hears Conversations You Didn't. So I was thinking about this the other day because I was scrolling through my For You page, and I had seen a few TikToks from this one girl, and a lot of her content was about people kind of removing themselves from your life. And she was just kind of talking about, like, how come these people just leave my life? Like, how come this person is just no longer reaching out to me? How come my friendship with this person ended? How come no matter how hard I tried to fight for this person, it ended? And I kept thinking about it, and I was like, this is a really interesting thing. Like, that is, like, friendships ending can be very, 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 very hard. I think just as hard as it's a relationship ending. I wouldn't say one is harder than the other, but I would say a friendship ending is just as hard as a relationship ending, because you're losing that person in your life. You know, it's like this person that you've been friends with for how many years? Like, I have friends in my life that I've been friends with since I was like 2 years old, you know? So it's you've been friends with this person how many times? You've done how many things with this person? You've gone out, you've stayed in, you've had sleepovers, you've talked about this and that. And I think with a friend, you get so vulnerable with each other. So I think until your relationship, like your boyfriend or girlfriend, becomes your best friend, I think until that point reaches, it's harder for you to lose your best friend, you know, because it's like when your boyfriend or girlfriend becomes your best friend as well as they are your boyfriend or girlfriend, that's when it becomes very, very hard to lose that person, because you're losing so many things in one. Whereas with a best friend, you have that best friend, right? You have that part of the relationship with that person. And that is who you get vulnerable with. That is who you open up with. That is who you trust. That is who you go to for everything. Good news, bad news, jokes, inside jokes, whatever it is. And so basically, I had seen this Pinterest post, and it was like, how come this person is leaving my life, God? And God responded and said, I heard conversations you didn't. I saw things that you didn't see, right? So it kind of just shows you there are things going on behind the scenes that we don't know, right? It's kind of just trusting the fact that God removed this person from your life because they are not serving you anymore, because they have said things or done things in a malicious way about you. Even if you're like, no, this person could have never. I'm not saying every single person that you've been friends with has not done anything, but they've either treated you or spoken about you in a malicious way, or they just didn't serve your life anymore. And I think that's a really big thing for us to kind of focus on, is what do you mean this person doesn't serve my life anymore? Like, it's so hard to swallow the pill that people outgrow each other. And I think that's something that I've realized too, as I was getting out of high school and going into college and all these things. It's just like, you really, really do outgrow people. And it's very sad, because that person that you had a connection with in a certain way, you know, right? Like, let's say you have a really, really good friend in high school, and this is the person that you go to parties with and you hang out with, but you also have that connection of, we hang out at school and, you know, we have all our classes together, but we go out at the same time, like that type of friend, right? And then it's like high school ends and you realize, I don't have anything with this person anymore. Like, I went to classes with her, now we go to different colleges, now we have nothing in common. Like, we don't go out anymore because we don't see each other at school. What that friendship rooted from is now no longer there. So whatever else you have built and grown from in that friendship, if it doesn't align with who you are friends with, that person is not going to remain in your life much longer, because there's other things that you're going to focus on. There's other things that you have to prioritize and value in your life. So, you know, once, for example, if I'm using myself as an example just for something, when I started to get into the health and the wellness space and the fitness space and podcasting and all these things, when I started to work on myself, become a better version of myself, you start to see people slip away. Or, you know, for me personally, I've had the same friends since I was so young, so I feel like I never really got to experience that. I've definitely have had really close friends that I've drifted from because I was just on a completely different wavelength. We were living completely different lives, different mindsets. You grow into different people when you graduate high school. Very, very different. Like, the person you are when you walk into high school and the person you are when you leave is very, very, very different. And that's how I, like, for some people, they really do just, you know, stay the same. But for me, I was such a different person when I was in high school versus when I graduated. And when I graduated high school, I liked different things. I feel like I got more mature and I value different things and all this stuff. My lifestyle really changed. I wanted to, you know, my first year of college, nothing really, but once I was going to school in the city, it's like I was always in the city. I remember this was my summer going into my freshman year of college. I graduated high school and I was in this like girl friend group. And basically there was like four of us in the friend group, including me. I got my first like real big girl job that summer. And I was working in the city 5 times a week, Monday through Friday, like 9 to 5. I was how old? I think I just turned 18. I was like 17, 18. And for that age, it's really good to have a New York City job at that age. And so I was in the city working full time every single day while these girls that I was friends with in high school. And keep in mind, I had my other girlfriend group that I like. These were my best friends and my cousins and like my family versus these other girls that were kind of like my high school friends. So when I graduated high school, I still wanted to remain friends with them because I did have a good friendship and connection with them and all that stuff. But at the same time, when I graduated and I was working this full-time job, they would get very angry with me that I wouldn't come over after work or something like that. And it was like, this was the first time I was working a 9 to 5. After I would get home from work, I would go to the gym or I would go for a workout, and then I would get home and I would shower and I'd have to be awake for work the next morning. So I really didn't do anything until it came to the weekends. And I was constantly getting attitude thrown at me in the group chat, like, you don't hang out with us, you don't like to see us. And then if I went to go hang out with my other friends, it was always a problem. It was always like, why are you hanging out with the other friends? Why are you hanging out with them and not us? And I understand from a certain point, if you confront someone nicely about this and you're like, hey, I feel like you don't really spend enough time with us, like, we want to spend time with you. But that was not the situation at all. And I think when I had graduated high school, part of me knew that this wasn't a friendship that was going to last. Like, I knew this friendship wasn't going to be a forever friendship anyways, because of the things that they were interested in versus the things I was interested in, the lifestyle they liked versus the lifestyle I liked. So for me, I knew it was a little bit one-sided with some of the people in the group, whereas some people in the group I was very close with and really liked, but it was just their lifestyle was different and it was sad for me to say goodbye. So when I was in this position of I'm working a full-time job and these girls are mad I'm not spending time with them or I'm not taking off to go to the beach with them, I don't think I can be in this friendship anymore. Like, I can't be in a friendship where I look at my phone and I'm seeing all these mean messages to me, like at 10 o'clock in the morning. And when I'm at work, I don't want to see all these mean messages about me. And I remember just being at work one day and I was so fed up with like all these messages that I was seeing, like so fed up with it. And I just left the group chat. And I remember just reading all the messages that were being sent to me and like, just I felt so targeted. I felt so like, wait, why is this person talking to me like this? Like, I just remember seeing these mean messages and I was just so confused. I was like, what is going on? Like, why am I being spoken to like this? Why are they so angry, etc.? And I remember just reading the messages and leaving the group chat. And I don't know what it was that kind of took over for me to just leave it, but I was just like, I'm done. I left the group chat. I think two of them had texted me separately and I was like, just don't add me back. Like, I'm done. Like, you know, and I had talked about it for a little bit, but I remember just being like, I don't want to be added back. I don't need to be a part of this. I knew I wasn't just going to run into these girls because we had completely different lifestyles, different schools, different everything. So it was just like, I didn't have to worry about running into these girls. It was just kind of matter of fact of like, even if I did, I wouldn't care. But it was like, we don't align anymore. And I think we could both see it. And I think I saw it for a while as soon as because even when I was in high school and I was friends with these girls, I think I still kind of knew that I wasn't necessarily going to be friends with them in the long run. But I think in the moment I was like, you know what? I really like being friends with them in high school. You want a friend group in high school. So I just stuck around with it and stayed with it. But that was basically it. And when I graduated, I knew it kind of wasn't going to last anymore. And that's okay. And I was okay with that. I was okay with not having any friends besides my core girl group. I was okay with outgrowing people. And I get a lot of you in my DMs talking about you not being friends with people anymore and all that stuff. And I think you have to realize that it is okay to outgrow people. And it just means that you're growing at a different pace than this person. So it's kind of more of a self-love thing, right? I always say you can't be lonely if you love yourself. So when you do have that group of friends that maybe doesn't align with your life anymore or fit in your life anymore, right? Let's say like you're waking up, like let's say nothing bad happened with this friend, right? Let's say you wake up, you go to your classes, you go to the gym, you come home, you shower, you eat your dinner, you do your homework, and you go to sleep at like 8 p.m. every night, wake up at 5, and you're just on this like self-love journey of journaling and affirmations and waking up early and like all these things. Let's say you're kind of on this self-love journey of finding yourself and discovering yourself and loving yourself and caring about yourself, right? You're creating this relationship with who you are and you're growing. You're focusing on yourself. I remember for like 2 months, I went through a focusing on yourself. I don't want to say stage because I think I'm still in it, but for 2 months, I remember I deleted Snapchat. I deleted like my personal Instagram. not like deleted the account, but like deleted the app or like logged out of it or something like that. I deleted Snapchat, I deleted Twitter, I deleted TikTok. Like I deleted everything for like 2 months. And for 2 months, I was only going to the gym, journaling, meditating, waking up early, sleeping early. It wasn't like going out. Not that I had anything against my friends. My friends did nothing to me. It wasn't even about like my friends did nothing to me or anything like that. It was just I only had time for myself, you know? So I was waking up and I was going on walks. I was going on 6 a.m. walks. I wouldn't go on my phone. Like I was just trying to spend less screen time. I was trying to like go out less during the weekdays and sleep early, go to the gym, all this stuff. So once I had gotten to this point of focusing on myself, these people that I was friends with, they didn't leave my side. They weren't yelling at me for it. They weren't kicking me out of the group chat. They knew kind of what I had to do for myself and it was understood and it was respected. So there are friends in your life that can see why you're drifting away, right? Let's say you're the one that's kind of drifting away from this person. And let's say it's because you're focusing on yourself. Let's say it's because you're going through a dark time or a hard time. I think if you're going through a dark time or a hard time, I think your friends should always check up on you, right? So it's like if something happened in your life where you need to kind of remove yourself from people for a little bit. You don't have the energy to be around people. Your mood isn't really always there. I think you should constantly have friends checking up on you, making sure that you're okay, all these things. I think no matter what, you should have friends checking up on you. And then when it kind of comes to, like for me, for example, if I don't answer my phone for like hours, like there's been times where I don't answer my phone all day. My friends won't assume anything. They'll just be like, she's probably just at the gym. Like she's probably recording a podcast, right? But it's like, if you have that friend where you don't really know like where they could be, if they're not like at work or something and you're like, what can go on? Definitely always ask where they are, right? So I feel like it's just kind of about who you're surrounded by. If you're surrounded by people that respect your lifestyle and everything, and let's say you're like, I'm friends with people that don't care if I don't drink a lot of the time. I don't drink a lot because number one, it hurts my stomach. Everyone knows here, my gut issues. So it hurts my stomach and everyone knows that. So if I go out and I'm like, I'm not going to drink tonight, no one's like, oh my God, you're so boring. You're so this, you're so that. It's like, it's okay. Like we could still have fun with you, you know, or I'm not going to come out tonight. I don't feel like drinking. Of course, you're going to get the first, like, come on, just come with us, blah, blah, blah. But then that's it. Like people end it there. So I think it's kind of just about understanding and being respectful of your friend's lifestyle. I know so many people who don't drink at all. I know some people who don't smoke at all, et cetera. So I'm not the biggest person. I don't love going out. I'm not the biggest like bar club person, but I'll do it because I do enjoy it sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. I enjoy it more in the summertime, I think. Like finals are done, school is done, and I enjoy it more in the summer because the weather's nice. So I definitely enjoy it more in the summer. But I just think having friends that respect your lifestyle and respect your morals and your values, even if they don't have the same one. Like none of my friends have the same lifestyle as me, but I still respect what they do and they respect what I do. So I think that's kind of what it means to outgrow people. If you have those people in your life that don't respect what you do or don't try to understand it, they're going to slowly drift themselves from you as well. So that's kind of what it's like to outgrow people, is when you are focusing on yourself and just living your life and people can't really move at the same pace as you. I think another thing that relates to God hears conversations you didn't is feeling left out or unwanted by a group of people. So I've definitely felt this way before for sure. I think everyone has, where you don't really understand why you're being left out of something and it kind of like messes with you a little bit. I feel like for me personally, I've never been someone ever that like cared what people thought about me, or if someone gossiped about me, I would just say it right there in that moment and be like, are you saying something? I can't hear you. You know, like very just like confrontational, not mean, but very confrontational. Like if I'm sitting at a table and I hear someone say my name at the end of the table, majority of the time, if I'm in a comfortable situation, I'm going to get up and be like, hey, like, what'd you say? You know? So I think that it's just one of those things where if you realize you're hanging out with a group of people a lot and then all of a sudden you stop getting invited, I think the initial thought is kind of just like, why is nobody thinking about me, right? And it's just like, how come this person didn't think about me? How come this person didn't think, oh, I want Olivia here or whatever it is? And then you have to realize, why do people have to think about you? Like what does this person owe you that they have to think about you and making plans? Should they? Yes. But do they have to? No. And you shouldn't expect them to, because the second you expect things from people, you will get disappointed. And I think this was a big problem with myself too, is that I felt unwanted by a group of people. I felt left out. I felt like the outsider type of thing. And I never wanted to let it get to me. But when these are people that you want to be around, but you're not involved with, it can kind of suck because you're like, wait, but I'm best friends with this person and I'm close with this person. But as a group in general, I don't feel involved. So I think it's kind of just realizing that, you know, nothing happens by accident. Maybe there's a reason you weren't invited that night. And maybe there's a reason that you're not supposed to be friends with this, you know, friend group. Or maybe it was just a one-time thing where, you know, you aren't right now, but eventually you will be, and et cetera. So I think that it's just about, when it comes to feeling unwanted or feeling left out, you have to realize that there are people out there who love your presence. And sometimes people just don't think. Like, if you're feeling left out, it sometimes isn't intentional. It really just is about people not thinking about you. And you have to realize that it's not intentional. Like, let's not tell Liv. Some people just, it slips your mind. And I think that hurts more. I think it hurts more to think like, this person didn't think about me, but you have to realize you can't expect them to, right? Something else is just patiently waiting for new people to enter your life. I think for me, I was always so comfortable because the friends I've had since I was literally born. So I think for me, I was always just so comfortable with the friends I had that I never had to branch out and make new ones. When I was younger, I always branched out, go up to people, like go up to girls at school or at like events for my church and be like, hey, do you want to be friends? My name's Olivia. Like, that's how I was when I was younger. And because of that, I've made so many core friends that, like, when I was younger, that growing up, I don't really have to. I think that part of me thinks that I should because I go to school and I'm like, maybe I should have more friends at school. And I do have like classroom friends and all that stuff, but I'm just so comfortable. I think it's never good to be comfortable, but I just tell myself that it's okay. But I think that I have grown my friend group a little bit by like a few more people, not too many people, but a few more people I've definitely grown my friend group with. And I just think it's because I attracted them. I always talk about attracting friends. So when you are your best self and your highest self, you're going to also attract someone who's on that same wavelength as you. You're going to attract someone that you can't really outgrow because you've already grown and you've grown into the same lifestyle or in the same morals and the same values. So I really just think that as I'm getting older, I am attracting the people that come into my life, whether it's new friends or whatever it may be. I think when we just are who we are, we attract people who are like us. Like, I made a new best friend maybe like 3 years ago. And she's someone where our paths aligned because of the people that we were around. But because we had kind of shared so many of the same interests and had a lot of similarities, we kind of attracted ourselves to each other. And we were like, wait, this person I could be really close friends with. And that's kind of how it worked from there. So attracting the right group of friends really has nothing to do with what you're actually trying to do to make a new friend. It's all about just becoming who you are and staying true to yourself. And the people that are like you will come into your life. Something is just like, friendships should never, ever feel draining or exhausting. You should never feel drained from a friendship. You should never feel drained when you go to hang out. Like, if you go to hang out with a group of friends and you come home and you're like that should never happen. And I think a lot of the time, a lot of us do just enjoy alone time. Like, I love my alone time, that even when I get home from hanging out with friends and I had so much fun, I'm excited to just be in my bed and like watch YouTube or read my book until I fall asleep. And that has nothing to do with my friends. It's just I love alone time. And I think that happens with a lot of people. So I really just think that I have been in friendships where it feels exhausting because you're fighting every other day, or you have to put up with some of their comments that you don't want to put up with. And honestly, I had to just leave that friendship. I remember one day just looking at my phone and seeing all these mean comments being said to me about this one girl I was very good friends with for years. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I can't do this back and forth of fighting like every other day and hearing all these things from her and her getting mad over these things and like trying to make time for her. Just all these things I was so fed up with. And I remember just literally being like, we can't be friends anymore. Like, I can't be friends with someone who treats me like this. And if you're not going to change, I can't have you in my life. And this person didn't change and they were cut out of my life. And that's just something, it's hard. It's hard to deal with. It's never easy to lose a friend, especially, you know, I had been friends with that girl for like maybe like 5 or 6 years. It's never easy. But at the end of the day, sometimes you really just have to put your foot down and realize that this person is not serving you. They are not bringing anything positive into your life. And it's time to let them go. So I really just think what we learned from this episode is, no matter how much you fight for a person, right? You have to realize that some people just don't deserve a spot in your life. And that's kind of what God is, why God is removing them. That is why God gives you that initial spark to remove them, or why they switch schools. You know, like, why are they switching schools? They were such a good friend of mine. It's like, there's a reason that they're doing that. Nothing happens by accident, right? Try your best to leave everything you can in peace. If you leave a friendship or a relationship with peace, you will get peace in return, right? You don't want to leave a friendship or relationship and start tweeting about them and make TikToks about them and try to kind of get down on them and all these things. You don't want to do that. You really just want to be at peace with this person. You don't want anything to end on bad terms. I think once you get to a certain age, you realize that it's okay to outgrow people and you don't need to have a bad relationship with this person just because you're not friends with them anymore, right? Like, let's say the person you're friends with moves to California, right? And they're in music and they're a singer. So they move to California to sing and act and dance, and they're meeting all these new people. They live there. And let's say you live in New York and you're working a finance job or something, or you're working in management, marketing, you're working like a corporate job. Those are two completely different lifestyles. So it's when you kind of try to put those two lifestyles together. Yeah, at the end of the day, if your friendship has other things in common, you could meet together in the middle and you could do visits to each other. I don't think that it necessarily means you can't be friends, but I think that if you don't have anything else in common, like let's say you guys were only friends because you went to the same school. So you only kind of were friends because you had the same classes, you went out to the same bars and you knew the same people. Now all of a sudden you're not going to the same job. You don't know the same people anymore. It's like, what else did you have in that friendship that kind of glued you together? And if it's nothing, that's okay, right? But that person is going to be removed from your life because there's nothing that is kind of holding you guys together. So I think you just have to trust God and trust this world that everything will piece itself back together. I think sometimes it can be hard to kind of, you know, swallow the pill that people aren't meant to be in your life. But at the end of the day, it's okay. And it's okay to outgrow people. It's okay to be alone. You can never be lonely if you love who you are. And I think working on yourself is the best thing you could ever do. Taking off those 2 months of social media and focusing on myself was one of the best things I've ever done. I think I kind of want to get back into it a little bit again, not as much as I did before, because before it was like I was kind of going through a dark time with myself where I felt like I really had to remove myself from all these people. Not that they were negative people, but just kind of like to spend some time alone. So I think it's always good to kind of just have some time with yourself and spend time with yourself and just learn to love yourself. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I feel like it was all over the place, if I have to be honest. Like, I just finished recording, obviously, just finished talking, and I just felt like I was ranting the whole time. Like, I feel like I've just been through this so many times or have heard about this so many times that it was just, I didn't even like go through notes really. I wrote notes down for this episode and I kind of went through them, but not really. I feel like I rambled and I don't remember anything that I said, but I'm going to trust myself when I upload this. I really have to go study for my finals. If you're taking finals, good luck to you. Good luck to me. We need it. I just feel so stressed out and overwhelmed when it comes to finals week. And I hate that I feel that way, because I know you're supposed to look at education like a reward and a privilege. And I am trying to look at it like a privilege, but sometimes it's hard when you hate your classes and you hate the information you're learning and I'm stressed out, but it has to be done. I have to pass these classes. Like I said, I have an exam today. Today is Thursday. So yesterday, when you're listening to this, I took an exam, and then I have an exam Friday morning at 8 a.m. This is why I was like, I have to record this episode now. I might stay at the library pretty late tonight. I'm trying to decide if I should stay at my school library after my exam to like study more. I might do that. I'm trying to think. The fact that I might have to miss the gym again today. Think about it. That's what I get stressed out about. I didn't go to the gym on Tuesday because it's so much work to do that I just couldn't get up from my desk and do it. And then Wednesday, I was like, no, like you have to go. Wednesday was yesterday. I was like, you have to go to the gym. Like, you already missed it. And then Thursday, which is today, I'm like, am I going to have time to go? Like, I obviously can make time, but I'm like, should I be using that time to just study? Like, you have a few more days left. Like, just push through it. So I'm not really sure what to do. But anyways, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Wish me luck. My last exam is on Monday, and then I'm done with everything May 10th. So wish me luck. You guys will have a lot more better content after May 10th. Thank you again for listening. I hope you enjoy your weekend. If you're done with finals, congrats to you. Enjoy your weekend, party, celebrate yourself. If you don't take finals, you're lucky. you're very, very lucky. So hope you guys have an amazing weekend, and I will have a next episode up for you guys on next week.